Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Hebrews, are you there? By faith, Moses, how did he do this? Is this an element in us growing up?
Yes.
By faith. Should you be believing that you're growing up?
Yes.
Put your words on it.
Yes.
By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. There was a time when he didn't see that. He thought it was just the thing to party all day. He ran with the elite youth in Egypt. They had the fastest chariots. They had the best drugs. Yeah, they had all kinds of drugs. They went to the best parties. That was their life. But something happened to him. I said something happened to him. He grew up in that. Now get this. He grew up in that, and the Hebrew people are slaves, and they're being oppressed. And when he's 5 and he's 6 and he's 10, he probably doesn't even know that they exist. And he's 13 and 14 or whatever, you know, he might not even care. And he saw Hebrews being mistreated, and he saw this and that. But one day, when he was come to years, he saw it really for the first time. It had been there all along, but he saw it. And instead of just thinking it's somebody else's problem. Oh, did you get this? Instead of just thinking it's somebody else's problem to deal with, it came on his heart to help them. And it got to the place where he was willing to chuck everything, his prestige, his money, his fashionable parties and friends. He refused. There came a time when he said, I don't want you to call me that anymore. Don't call me that anymore. I'm of the people of God. And I would rather suffer with them than party with you. That's growing up. I said, that's growing up. I'd rather suffer with them than party with you. Why? Keep reading. Keep reading. Verse 26. See, children don't see this. But spiritual adults do, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. He had respect unto the recompense of the reward. He could see that in a few days there's going to be no reward for the partiers in Egypt. They're all going to die. It's all going to be over. Oh, but for those that obey God, those that did the will of Jehovah, it's going to be eternal kingdom, ruling and reigning. So when he grew up, he said, I'll take the pressure. I'll take the pain now for the reward later. So take my name off the royal roster. Take my name off all the party lists. When did this happen? When he grew up. When did this happen? When are people today going to begin to put aside things? Lay them aside. Quit playing video games all day long. Quit, you know, having the most important part of their day be when we're going to eat. There's a lot of adults. From the time they get to the work, what they're thinking about every couple of minutes is when's break time going to come? Break time. Break time. When are we going to get break time? We're going to get break time. Break time. And then when you get break time, what are they thinking about?
Lunch.
Oh, how much longer till lunch? How much longer till lunch? And then after lunch, what are you thinking about? Break time. When are we going to get break time? Break time. After break time, what are you thinking about?
Supper.
Supper. When are we going to have supper? Oh, supper. The Bible said in the script, New Testament says there are people whose God is their belly. That's a poor God. Your God is your belly, your stomach. It's childish that all you think about is eating.
Yes, sir.
It's childish. All you think about is when I'm going to get to play.
Uh-huh.
It's childish. We can grow up. I said we can grow up and we can think about something else. We can think about somebody else. Our priorities change. Our interests change. Our focus changes. Let me read some scriptures to you. Why don't you turn with them if you are able to here. Philippians. Philippians chapter 2. Everybody say when he was come to years. When he was grown up. Hallelujah. When he'd grown up, things changed. Glory to God. I'll read this Exodus to you. I didn't read it while you're turning there. It said concerning Moses, the child grew. They brought him to Pharaoh's daughter. He became her son. Verse 11, it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown, he went out to his brethren and looked on their burdens. And you know the story. Things were set in motion where he eventually had to leave the country. And then God brought him back in anointing. And God used him to deliver that whole nation. It wouldn't have happened if he hadn't got grown up and got past just wanting to party all day and all night and ramble and race chariots. And I want you to think about it. What was Moses doing 2 years before this? What was he doing? They were racing chariots. Huh? They were chasing pretty girls. They were doing drugs. They were staying up all night. They were, you know, but thank God.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? Aren't you glad we don't have something about Moses getting high when he was 80?
Oh.
In Egypt?
Yes. Thank you.
Missed the whole call of God on his life? Where's Moses? I don't know. You know, he likes to smoke his dope. He's probably... That just don't even sound right. But it's because he grew up. He grew up. If he grew up, you can grow up. I said, you can grow up. You can grow up. I can grow up. It's okay for us to have hobbies. It's okay for us to have recreation. It's okay for us to have things we enjoy. Hmm? But it's not okay for us to have our mind on that only. All day and all night. And miss church because of it. Not ever be available to serve the Lord because of it. Right? No, that's not okay. Not okay. Let's get it in its place. Some things shouldn't even have a place. They're just childish. We got no more room for them anymore. Hmm? You know, when I was a boy, I had trucks and stuff that I pushed around in the dirt. And I had G.I. Joes. Especially had that guy that with parachute G.I. Joe. Oh, man. We figured out ways to shoot him even higher and higher. Bottle rockets. He was G.I. Rocket Joe. Kids can figure out some stuff. But I can't even find my G.I. Joes now. I don't have a single truck. I don't know where it is. Why? I grew up. It was okay for the time, but... I've got other things that occupy my time now. Got other things that occupy my mind. Other things that are priorities to me. And focus to me. And you. Let's read this. These great truths in the scripture. To remind ourselves. Philippians 2, are you there? Philippians 2. And verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Verse 4. Let each of you esteem and look upon and be concerned for not merely his own interests, but also each for the interests of others. Is that a sign of growing up? That you don't think about your stuff all the time. You're thinking about somebody else. Hmm? Instead of thinking about what they can do for you, you're thinking about what can I do for them. He said in verse 20, concerning his helper here, Philippians 2:20. He said, I have no one like him. He's talking about Timothy, wasn't he? I have nobody like him. No one of so kindred a spirit who will be so genuinely interested in your welfare and devoted to your interests. For the others all seek to advance their own interests and not those of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. The New Living says all the others care only for themselves and not what matters to Jesus. The English says everyone else is concerned only with his own affairs and not with the cause of Jesus Christ. We live in a world that is obsessed with this. That's why people will run over you in the store and not even see you. Why? Because they're only thinking about what they are doing and what they want to do. And far as their thinking is concerned, it's like there's nobody else in the world but them. That's completely immature. And you know, in ministry, as the years have gone by and things, the job has gotten bigger and there's more and more and more that has to be done, we have to have people that are able to serve in the church and in the ministry in every area that's not just here to see if they can get a special word or get ministered to or if we can go to lunch. Did you hear me? You've got people all over the place, and they want to try to get in or try to get close, but it's a pulling, draining thing spiritually. Because they're always wanting something. Minister to me. Minister to me. Help me. Counsel with me. Talk to me. Well, that's thinking about yourself. If somebody's a baby that got saved last week, we need to help them. Amen. They don't know any better. This is where they are. Oh, but we got to have solid people around us, around the staff here at the church,
yes,
around the associates, around everybody, the team leaders that don't show up there just so you minister to them.
That's right. That's right.
They come bringing something.
Yes, sir.
They're not even thinking about themselves.
Right.
They come thinking, how can I help you? How can I assist you? What can I do?
Amen.
That's signs of maturity.
Yes,
that's signs of growing up.
Thank you, Lord.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
He said everybody seeks after their own things. Everybody. And not the things that are Jesus Christ. But that's not us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Go ahead, stand on your feet.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Childish Ways Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603G. That's R1603G. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.